We'll say a quick prayer.
Oh, okay.
Afternoon, everyone. You stand up, please, without a quick prayer and a pledge of allegiance. Bow your head. Father, thank you for this day, and we just ask that you give your blessing upon this elected body and the citizens that are here and all the people of the city of Ocala. Help us to make good decisions in everything we do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Glasses. First of all, this letter came from the Yankees this morning. I'm not going to really elaborate. I'm going to read it. It's pretty self-explanatory. So if you give me just a moment, I'll begin to read it. Dear President McLeod, for over 2 years, FSL Bomber Baseball, LLC, has worked with Ocala Mayor Kent Quinn, the Ocala City Council, and city staff on a proposal to relocate the Class A Yankees professional baseball team to Ocala. After countless hours of work, we reached an agreement that both sides believed benefited the Ocala community by constructing a first-class stadium for professional minor league baseball and community events, relocating the Yankees affiliate to Ocala, and thereby enhancing opportunities for increasing tourism and increasing economic development in the vicinity of the stadium and throughout Marion County. Excuse me. Since the project was announced, we have been pleased with the support the project has received from the Ocala and Marion County business community, particularly the CEP community leaders and citizens. However, the funding strategy for the project has engendered unexpected opposition, and it does not appear likely the funding mechanism for the stadium, a discretionary half-cent sales tax that would end after 3 years, we placed on a referendum in time for the project to proceed as planned. While we expected to bring the community together with this project, it unfortunately has become a source of division. Therefore, we have decided that it is in the best interest of the Yankees, and we believe Ocala and Marion County, that the current proposal be withdrawn. We requested the City Council join us in formally terminating or suspending the license agreement and advise the County Commission there is no need to proceed with proposed ordinance scheduling a referendum. We have enjoyed working with you, the rest of the City Council and City staff. We regret that the project in its current form will not be pursued. Although we have to consider all of our alternatives, we would be happy to consider any proposals that you or others may present in the future. Thank you and the City Council in advance for your anticipated cooperation with the request. Sincerely, Anthony Bruno, on behalf of FSL Baseball, LLC. Mr. Brower, in light of that letter, what action do we need to take at this time?
The New York Yankees are requesting two items of action this afternoon. The first is to formally either terminate or suspend the license agreement. And second, to authorize Council President John McLeod to attend the Board of County Commission on behalf of the City Council tomorrow morning and ask them to withdraw their consideration of the ordinances scheduling a referendum.
Okay. Well, Council, I guess we're going to need a...
Do we need a motion?
Mr. Gooding?
Yes, sir, Mr. President. When we found out that the Yankees were considering this, I spoke to Mr. Bruno and their attorney about whether the agreement should be terminated or suspended. The Yankees would have indicated that they would like for, if the city could somehow figure out how to put together something, they would still like to come here. And thus, instead of terminating the agreement, what we have prepared is a contract and suspends the license agreement. It says from now until April 2, neither party is obligated to act pursuant to the agreement. Under the agreement, there were some interim things that were supposed to be done, and that would give the city time to, the city and the community, time to see if additional or alternative financing options can be found.
Jimmy, do you want to walk them through that? There are copies at your desk.
You've got copies of it. The whereas paragraphs just kind of recite the background of it, and they indicate that the stadium tax contingency, as well as other contingencies, have not occurred by the deadline set forth in the agreement. That in light of that fact, either party could, if it wanted to, terminate the agreement, but that the parties would like to continue to pursue alternative sources of funding to see whether the stadium could still be constructed. That's the whereas are just the background. Paragraph number one suspends the agreement until April 2, 2014 and provides that neither party has any obligation to continue to act during that time period. Number two says that if the city can develop alternative financing that's acceptable to baseball, that the parties will amend the license agreement to deal with that, as well as extending contingencies and anything else that needs to be done, although the parties aren't obligated to agree to anything that's not in the license agreement. Thirdly says that the license agreement will, however, terminate automatically at the end of that suspension period, which ends April 2, 2014, or by either party by providing written notice of termination between now and then. In other words, if the city decides it can't put anything together, or if the Yankees decide that they have a better offer somewhere else, or it just doesn't look like that we're getting anywhere, then either party can provide that notice of termination. So what this does is it, in essence, keeps the deal on life support until April 2 in the event that somebody can come up with a funding mechanism.
Council.
Two questions. The first question does this agreement anticipate any renewals of the agreement, i.e. a second 90-day extension, or?
It would have to be approved by y'all if you did that.
Okay. My suggestion would be then that the date be the Wednesday after our first meeting in April, and that way it allows you to have that first meeting to decide, do we want to extend it an additional 90 days, should that be the choice.
I actually did that. That's what I got. I thought I did that, but I wasn't sure. It's then, Wednesday. So April Fool's Day is the first council meeting.
Oh, great.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a real good one.
We make the first Tuesday, right? Yeah. You meet on April 1st, and then this terminates on April 2nd. I can move it back a week if you want.
No,
I figured since we're not having another council meeting, that would be the time to.
Then the second question, is there any downside to this agreement? Doesn't appear to be any downside to this.
No. And once we talk about this, I'm going to talk about one of the real estate contracts, which y'all may want to consider acting on. But no, there's no downside to this, and it does keep the hope alive.
Do we need to take action before you talk about the real estate contracts?
Yes, the appropriate motion would be a motion to approve this agreement.
I'll make the motion
subject to legal
move
review
forward with the suspension.
Executing it.
A motion by Councilman Hilty, second by Councilman Mahler. Any public comment? Back to Council. Angel, call the roll.
Mr. Hilty.
Aye.
Mr. Mahler.
Aye.
Mr. Musley.
Aye.
Mr. McLeod.
Aye. And the second motion would be for
authorizing you to attend the Board of County Commission on behalf of the City Council tomorrow.
So moved.
And before y'all vote, it would also be not just to tell them there's no need to vote on the referendum, but also there's no need to act on the interlocal agreements or the alcohol ordinance that we proposed.
That's right.
Correct. Is that what your motion intended, Mr. Mahler?
No.
Thanks.
Motion by Councilman Musley. We have a second?
No, Councilman Mahler.
Mahler, excuse me.
Yeah.
This both starts with them.
Yeah.
I'll second. Second, Councilman Hilton. Any public comments on that? Angel, call the roll.
Mr. Mahler.
Aye.
Mr. Hilty.
Aye.
Mr. Musley.
Aye.
Mr. McLeod.
Aye. Mr. Getty.
Finally, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, y'all approved the agreement with Mark 42nd Street Flyover. LLC, Mr. Brunetti, to buy the southern piece of the property, but you instructed the president not to execute it until day after tomorrow. in anticipation that something like this could happen. I'm assuming that the city does not want to continue to go ahead with that contract, which would require payment of $40,000 to tie the property up, since we don't have the stadium deal in very good funding shape, but that is your decision. If you want to not proceed with that contract and pay the $40,000, then the appropriate motion would be to rescind the city council approval of the 42nd Street flyover agreement. If you want to continue with the agreement, however, then you don't have to do anything.
Well, I'll make a motion that we rescind it.
I have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. Any public comment? Back to council. Angel.
Mr. Molliver.
Aye.
Mr. Musley.
Aye.
Mr. Hilty.
Aye.
Mr. McLeod.
Aye.
I have some other questions. Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
Jimmy, what happens to the money that we've already put up for auction money?
On the
Ocala Trophy.
What's it called? Ocala Trophy contract, we put up $20,000. $40,000, and that's gone. And that we didn't pay to renew that one. But that deposit was non-refundable.
And the other one is?
We never signed it, so we didn't put any money
on the big piece?
On the other piece, yes, the southern piece.
So we lost $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we spend on this project trying to get to this point?
Quite a bit on attorney's fees.
Feasibility study.
Pardon?
The feasibility study was a big part of that.
Approximately how much?
Approximately $300,000, including $40,000. Including the $40,000, that is correct.
And we don't even have a dust bowl out here? We need to do something in the future. Watch where we're spending our money.
Yeah, that expenditure was all on behalf of the due diligence required by the project.
I understand that, but it's taxpayers' money.
Sure.
$300,000 has gone a long way for other things. Okay.
Any further comment?
I've requested Matt to, at our strategic planning session, maybe to do a postmortem on this project, just so we can see what we can learn from it. Do you?
Absolutely. In fact, the CEP has also asked we do the same, so we can learn the lessons that got to be learned to make sure that we don't stumble again.
I think that's a very good idea, very prudent. We should definitely do that. Any other comments by council? I think I already called for public comment. I didn't have any. With that being said, let's move on to the next item.
Thank you, Council President. I'm going to invite Mark Mundell to make a brief presentation on the status of our FedEx project. We've seen some movement out there, not only with the expansion of Phase B of the road, but FedEx is now beginning to mobilize on the site. Mark?
Thank you. I'm going to turn over to Catherine Cameron. The first set of slides are going to show progress of construction on the infrastructure, which is largely under the control of the city. The second portion of the presentation will talk about FedEx's efforts. So, Catherine, would you like to start?
Yeah, thank you. Catherine Cameron, Assistant City Manager of Public Services. Oops.
That's fine.
I'm happy to report that the FedEx project is on time and on budget. And at this time, I'm going to ask Larry Miller to come forward. He's our project inspector. Larry is mainly responsible for keeping this project on time and on budget. And I also want to recognize Tammy Rapier, if she would stand up. She is our CIP manager, and she has also been a major part in keeping this project on time and on budget. Larry is most familiar with the project and the picture, so at this time I'd like Larry to come forward and go over the pictures and the progress with you.
I have a little map I want to give you guys with just a general layout of the project so you can see what we're doing here.
I do appreciate
that. Basically, you can see that the map shows the project from north to south. We start at basically Station 25 there at Northwest 21st Street. We go all the way to Station 82, which is where we tie in to the Marion County Northwest 35th Street project. We stop there and we meet their project. And just so you know, I think we'll be well ahead of their completion date. So they will tie into us. Basically, we're on schedule. Walker Construction has gone to great lengths to work every day they can to keep this project on schedule. We've got asphalt on the ground already. We've got lime rock, about 4,000 feet of lime rock and curb being prepared to pave probably in the next week or so. Sod on the south end. Utilities are basically 80 to 90% complete. Stormwater, we have about 1,000 feet left to put in on the job. Major earthwork excavation took place the first 2 months of the job. The contractor worked 24-hour shifts until he got the majority of the 140,000 yards moved. So he's made a good effort and kept up with the project really well. The rains slow him down a bit, but he catches up quickly, and he's just making a superb effort to keep on time. And we are on time. So if you have any questions of me, I'll be happy to try to enlighten you on what's going on. Okay. Basically, you see here the curb is been placed, and you see the lime rock being prepped and ready for priming for asphalt to go on it. I believe that's on the south end of the job. Same here, just general pictures of progress of construction. You've got lime rock on place. Medians being graded, ready for sod there. And there is sod placement. I think that's about Station 40 or 45 facing south. So you can see we're progressing pretty nice with sod. That's the south end of the job. Looks really, really nice. If you get a chance to drive out there, you should take advantage of going out there and looking at it. Same. We got a little rain that day, so it helped our sod out. This is on the north end. After rain, of course, it shows a mud hole right now. There's been very little activity on the north end of the job. Everything's been concentrated on the south end, and they're working from south to north with utilities and asphalt and pavement working that way. In this area, they have storm pipe delay and reuse and water main delay, approximately 1,500 feet or so, and then they'll be done. Then they can start backfilling here, building the road base and getting the curb poured. A little rain makes a little bit of a mess out there. This is on the north end, looking south, about Station 70, where they've got the road undercut and ready for curb to be placed at Lime Rock. And there's your anticipated dates for commencement and completion. We are on schedule for end of March completion for this job, so we're moving right along with it. If you have any questions, I can try to answer them for you.
I would just say that having had a background with the Economic Development Council over the years, always looking for something like this here to be something that's going to help draw things to Ocala, I think it's a wonderful thing to see this moving in that direction. Having just done what we did, suspending something, and then now seeing something that's positive, which has given good city-county cooperation, which is what we need to continue to do. And I thank you for keeping it on time and on budget and all that type of stuff.
That's what you paid me to do.
Thank you, Larry. If you can go to the next slide, please. So these are going to be a couple of progress photographs on what FedEx is actually doing now. Everything we just showed you is related to what the city is doing. Go to the next slide. The FedEx is in the process of starting to do mass grading on the site. You'll recall they purchased 150 acres Under our contract with them, they have to construct a minimum of a 383,161 square foot facility at about $75 million, provide equipment and machinery of about $38 million. They will hire a minimum of 165 full-time employees at about $31,500 per job. They will commence their construction by July 31st, 2014. That's per the contract. Obviously, they're commencing construction now, so they're ahead of schedule. They must complete the construction by October 31st of 2016. Next slide. So you can see they've got some of their large earth moving equipment on site. They're starting to do the mass grading. That'll take quite a bit of work. Next slide. They just started this the beginning part of January. Next slide. One more. So here's their schedule. They submitted their site, the agreement that was struck, the tri-party incentive agreement between county, city, and FedEx was struck February 5th of 2013. They achieved site plan approval May of 2013. They just commenced mass grading. We understand they're going to be submitting their building plan sometime here in February. We won't know how long it'll take to approve those plans. It depends on how complete they are. Next slide. For the benefit of the two new council members primarily, just wanted to really review with you very quickly what the incentive package looked like. They're required to spend $122 million. We understand that they will certainly meet that requirement, perhaps exceed that. The city's investment in the project was about $2.3 million. Understand, though, the majority of that incentive is related to infrastructure. A number of those infrastructure projects, they're paying for in advance, including the transmission line, the electric transmission line relocation. They pay for that in advance, and then they get reimbursed over time as long as they perform on their contract. We also were fortunate enough, through the work of Astrida Dropovniaks and our engineering department, in securing a large grant to pay for about half of all the related road costs, and that moving forward now as well. Next slide. And then this is just their site plan. So Larry just got done reviewing with you the improvements to the road, which is shown at the top of this image. And then that is their site plan. It is a very large building. It's actually larger than what it's required under the contract. And hopefully that we'll start seeing some vertical construction sometime in perhaps the summer to late fall this year. Next slide. Any questions?
And Mark, I've got a couple. How much do they have to use local contractors to do any of the work? And I know it's a pretty complex contract with these guys, and in the future, how can we make that even better?
Well, let's first start with their obligation. The contract requires them in general terms to use good faith efforts to hire locally where they can. Obviously, in terms of the employees, they need to do good faith effort of hiring Ocala, Marion County citizens, and in terms of using contractors and professionals, they need to do the same. We won't fully know the full effect of that until we go out and verify their compliance. And so we work with them, and when in terms of demonstrating good faith effort, we need to see that they've in fact done that. One of the ways we've done that in our contracts with companies before is many companies will work with CLM Workforce Connection to try to identify employees, and so they show us what CLM independently does to try to recruit those employees from Ocala, Marion County. And then obviously the second thing, Mr. McLeod, is what does the city do to try to make sure we're using local labor? And as you know, Art Walker is a local contractor for all of the road project, and so we also do our best to make sure that those dollars are spent locally.
And I know most of the road project has been done by local contractors, but you know, as much as we can, and I know Kevin Chile's out there in the audience too, that when we negotiate with these companies, this good faith attempt to at least see if we can't drive them towards using as much local as we can.
Yes, sir.
You know, I think that would benefit the community in the end. Thank you. Any questions for Mark?
Thank you.
Council President, that's all staff has.
That's all there. Okay. If there's nothing else, then we will adjourn. Okay. Go tomorrow. You're going to get mine. Yeah. I saw you on TV the other night.
Oh, did you?
11 o'clock.
Imagine that.
The other graveyard shift.
Now, how's your buddy? I want you to go. I can't go up there. I can't go up there. Can you give me a copy of that?
Step in line.
Or you can get Councilman Musley.
Now, after I underestimated last time, I'm not going to
be glad to do yours, and I'll do this one over here.
Thank you, Councilman.
I'm copying you a copy. There